Hello. 92.9 WBPM, Matthew Wilder, breaking my stride. Miller, how are you? Good morning. I am looking at 66. We're on our way to about 78 today. There'll be some sunshine this morning, but clouds and maybe a shower this afternoon after like 4 o'clock. We're in the presence of greatness one more time, ladies and gentlemen. The senior manager, media relations from Central Hudson is here. Joe Jenkins. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much. How you making out? You okay?
Yeah, we're doing great.
Excellent. Glad to hear that. You guys are going to the Dutchess County Fair. You getting the taste buds all set for refried beans on a stick, are you?
That's right. Jesus. Deep-fried Oreos.
I'm here for it. Right, so. Exactly. All right, so what's on your agenda today? I have a question for you, but what's on your agenda today?
Yeah, again, you mentioned it, the fair. We're getting ready to be there. We've been going to the fair ever since, dating back probably more than 80 years, we've been there every year. We always have a booth there. We're in Building C, I believe it is. Our theme this year, we really wanted to address a question that we get a lot from our customers, you know, when we hear about the delivery charges on your bill, right?
Yes.
Why are they what they are?
Yes.
And you've heard me come in and say a bunch of times, well, we need to invest in the system, right? We need to upgrade the system. We need to replace old infrastructure. And so our theme this year is really around visualizing what that actually means. And so it shows a bunch of different projects we do, whether it's tree trimming. And a specific example is a area over in Ulster County, just north of New Paltz, where we've spent the last few years completely rebuilding about 14 miles of infrastructure because it was one of our worst performing areas. And so we show all of the different projects that we're working on right now. We've actually built a new website for it, too, so people can visit that at centralhudson.com. And the results kind of speak for themselves, where you see that the investments that we've made since 2022 have reduced the number of outages that our customers experience by 20%. And because of the new technologies we're putting in place, these upgrades, we restore power when it goes out from storms, for instance, twice as fast as we did prior to 2022.
Well,
yeah.
Good, good,
yeah.
Good. You're at the fair every day.
Yeah, we'll be there. We'll have volunteers there every day. If you have any questions about your bill specifically, you know, you can come to us and ask us anything. We'll do our best to answer it. If it's about your account specifically, we won't have customer service representatives there. But what we will do is we'll take down your name, your information, your phone number, a best time for you to be contacted, and we will send that. We have a direct line back to our customer service center, and we'll get you the answers you need.
Okay, so here's something for you. We've talked about this before. Guy gets a call, overdue bill, demanding payment with a store-bought debit card.
Yes.
What's up with that?
Yeah, don't
do it.
Don't do it. Yeah, we will also send written notification that you're past due as well, right?
Yeah.
So, but we will never demand immediate payment with any kind of unique payment agreement, like a prepaid debit card or, wire money or do it this way, PayPal, things like that. If we're calling because of a past due account, the first thing to do if you're suspicious is hang up and call us right back at our number, which is 845-452-2700. So
that's a good point. Yes.
So it's definitely do that. But again, we never demand immediate payment or you're going to be shut off when we're on the phone with you right then. If we don't ever terminate service without you receiving several written notifications, several phone calls, and you also get an in-person visit before we terminate your service as well. So there's a number of steps that we are required to go through before we can turn off service for a past due account. So if you have any inkling that it might be a suspicious phone call, just go ahead and hang up and call us back and we'll confirm.
Nicely done. So here's a subject that is on everybody's mind these days. Data centers, hello.
Yes.
Now that will affect a bill. Correct. Well, I mean, am I correct when I say if a data center, do you have any data centers scheduled to go up in the Central Hudson area?
Not immediately, no. I mean, aside from the ones that already exist, right?
Okay.
Data centers have existed for a while. That's how we get our 24-hour banking online and things like that.
Yeah.
Now, the data centers that we're hearing in the news are typically much larger scale, right? We're talking about the data centers they need for AI and quantum computing, things like that.
Yeah.
So those... It's interesting, right? It depends on how big they are and where they want to be placed. So for us here at Central Hudson. First of all, in New York State, they just passed a one-year moratorium for data centers that are larger than 50 megawatts. And I know that that's a term that probably doesn't mean a lot to people. 50 megawatts is a lot of usage, but it's in terms of data center size, it's that's a relatively small data center if its peak load is 50 megawatts. So you cannot build anything that's larger than 50 megawatts in New York State for the next year. And here in Central Hudson service area, we actually have what's known as we have bandwidth on our system, right? We have some ability to grow and add. So what we're looking to do when it comes to adding those types of customers is, can we place them in a spot that doesn't require significant upgrades to the system? And then we also need to be mindful of the amount of energy that they use, because if you add too much load onto the system too fast, that's when you could see some concerns with supply prices and things like that. But right now, we evaluate everything. And the other thing that's important in New York State is, if upgrades are required to the system for any customer, if those upgrades only benefit that customer, mm-hmm. the customer pays for those upgrades, not ratepayers. So, if company X wants to build a data center and it requires upgrades for them to be there, and they're the only end user that benefits from those upgrades, they pay for those upgrades. It does not go into your rates.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good. So you're familiar with, Jason Kelce and his brother Travis, perhaps sure. better known as Taylor Swift's husband.
Yes, familiar.
They own Liquid Death and Garage Beer.
Yeah,
I believe.
Yeah,
and they are encouraging people. Now, but they've always these guys are Liquid Death, and I don't know if you've seen it. I wouldn't have one in a million years. It just sounds horrible.
Yeah, my nieces drink it, so I've seen it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So got to be caffeine loaded up like crazy, right, or something. But anyway. They own that, and they encourage people to pee in a can of one of their drinks.
Oh boy.
And send it to them, because they want to basically replace that. They want to say we should replace the nearly 5 million gallons of water a day, instead of this, because they're against it and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, Meta and OpenAI are launching counterattacks, offering billion-dollar community grants and promising jobs for locals and stuff like that. But, I mean, but you do have a one-year moratorium on that here.
Yeah, in New York State.
We can take a breath for a while.
Yeah, yeah. And again, I think it's something that we need to look at. Any kind of growth needs to be pragmatic. We also need to look at water use, like they say. Now, a lot of the data centers that are going up in certain areas are what they call closed loop systems, which means they're not constantly pulling water from drinking systems. They're using the same water over and over again and then sending it to a treatment plant before it goes back into the environment. So there's a lot of things we need to look at. These larger data centers are an emerging thing, but from a utility standpoint, one of the potential benefits that customers can see is that when we have customers that use more energy on our system, it socializes our fixed costs, which means it's spread out further and has the potential to actually moderate to a small degree our delivery rates. But again, we need to be smart how we do it. We need to make sure they're not using too much energy, because whatever moderation we get on the delivery side, we want to make sure that they're not using so much that it's spiking the supply side of the bill.
Okay, got that. Good job. So. Joe Jenkins, Senior Manager, Media Relations. Anything else on your hit list today, sir?
No, just come see us at the fair. Like I said, I'll be popping in and out all week. Good. But all the folks who are there are volunteers. So they're volunteering their time to represent the company. We're grateful that they do it. And, we look forward to seeing everybody there.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. No, I'm kidding. Of course. We're going to be there, too. You're going to be in Building C.
Building C, yep.
So, okay, I think I don't know where we're going to be, but we'll be there somewhere. Joe, that's centralhudson.com. You have any questions? They've got the whole page there, frequently asked questions and stuff like that. Everything you need pretty much is there. It's pretty full, pretty intense website. Joe, thank you very much. We'll chat soon.
You got it, Bob. Thanks.
Thank you. Got it, man.
The Du Bois Farms Family Fun Calendar. It's